CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Caroline.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
We're the good lovers.
Joe's Mill is a musical instrument lending library located in the Tet Center at 370 King Street West in Kingston, Ontario. Started by the late Joe Chitlin, who wanted everyone to experience the joy of playing an instrument, Joe's Mill has over 1,000 musical instruments and resources for you to lend out so you can take up a new hobby or get back into an old one. Stop by, register for only $15, and then take out an instrument at any time for free. Joe's Mill is located at the Tet Center on the lower floor in Unit 110. Visit joesmill.org for more information.
Hey, what's going on? It's Avaya Mighty. You are listening to CFRC 101.9.
Anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip hop, folk, punk, and electro pop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one. The only CFRC 101.9 FM.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Ah!
first.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on? My bae.
Oh, no, hey, boo, what's up?
There we go. My name's Jeff the Boo.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
There we go.
Yeah.
Welcome to Indie Morning Wednesday. I hope you're all having a great morning.
Yeah, I kind of like this bed music here,
well,
Jeff.
We are doing our 2024 wrap-up, and we did unfortunately lose the great Quincy Jones this year, so I thought because we're going to play all 2024 music, I'd squeeze in one good oldie.
Okay.
And that's... was it Soul Bossa Nova?
Right.
The Austin Powers theme.
Yeah.
Love
it's
it.
Iconic there. You just, yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as you hear it, you know what it is.
Totally.
Yeah.
Whatever gets you up and at them in the morning. It's Wednesday. It's Indie Wake Up. We're at CFRC headquarters.
Yes, down, headquarters. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Down here in the lower level of Carruthers Hall.
Where it all happens.
Everything happens down
Everything
here.
Happens.
Yeah.
And what happens at CFRC stays at CFRC.
What's happening?
Unless we tell you about it.
Yeah.
Over the airwaves.
We've got a large reach on these airwaves.
We do, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. People in Watertown can hear us.
Oh, my goodness. It's awesome. We're coming up on the end of the year, so we thought, yeah, we would do a retrospective today. All of our, some of our favorite tunes. It's been a good year for music.
Yeah.
I was going through all the old playlists, 52 old playlists from the last year, finding all the new stuff. And it's like a bumper crop of great tunes.
Okay.
It's hard to choose, so I just, you know, threw a...
You're good at choosing, so...
I just threw a dart at a board, and these are what I came up with. So it's going to be good. You got us here till 10 a.m. We're going to talk about our New Year's plans, our holiday plans, what's going on in and around Kingston.
Lots going on.
Lots of good year-end stuff to talk about. We've got video game awards to talk about.
Video, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be Jeff the movie nerd.
Yeah.
Without a little video game.
They were cool.
Information.
Yeah.
Right?
And then we do have to talk about Die Hard later, and if it is, in fact, a Christmas movie.
Is it?
It is. Spoiler alert. We'll get to that later. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we're going to get things moving and grooving. This is Kingston's own Luella with her tune, Go Go.
Go Go.
Go Go. Don't cry, cry. Go Go. Is that how it goes? I don't know.
Go
Let's
go.
Do it.
Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Just a big toasty cinnamon bun. I never want to leave this bed.
Spread. happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Bone.
And here's your Indie Morning Wake Up Call.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, we're live on CFRC, the place to be since 1922.
That's right.
That's a good stretch.
That's a good long time.
Yeah, we still got a few more years left in us. Go over to CFRC.ca. There's funding drive is still going on. I'm maintaining, this is my funding drive beard.
And it is a substantial.
Substantial.
It's substantial.
I haven't touched it since Halloween, since the funding drive started. So here we're going to do our scratch test.
Can you hear that?
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's a gentle beard.
I scrubbed it today.
But it's kind of a ginger. It's a ginger salt and pepper.
It looks like a Brendan Gleeson beard where it's like ginger, but with like the white.
Yeah.
Very kingly.
It is because, but you've got the white in all the right places.
That's true. It's not like sporadic and random.
No, it's kind of like concentrated goatee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've noticed I'm getting a lot more respect on the streets.
Yeah. People like, you know, giving you your dues.
It's the question, like, is it better to be feared or loved. And right now, people fear me.
You like that?
Yeah.
Like that feeling?
It's pretty good.
Feel like a soprano or something?
Babies cry and mothers cross to the other side of the street.
Oh, my goodness.
Dogs run away from the horizon.
You're the man.
Yeah. My name's Jeff, the man.
The man.
Good
nerd.
Lord. This is the Welcome to the Manosphere.
Man, okay.
You can take over the show. I'm just going to go do crunches in the corner for the next hour and a half.
All right.
Awesome.
All right. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to make you some cookies
or
something?
You have to count. No. Sure. Yeah, good times. It's great being around here at CFRC. We're coming up on the holidays, so we're doing our 2024 wrap-up.
Yeah.
A lot of our favorite tunes from the past calendar year.
Yeah.
Just heard a new one from a group called Ren for short.
Yeah.
Ren for short.
Ren for short. R-E-N. Ren for short.
All one word.
Yeah.
That was, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
On my way.
That. Like
yeah.
That.
Also in that set, new stuff from JD. I'm just going to, not going to keep saying new because it's all new. New, not old stuff from JD McPherson with Sunshine Getaway. Before JD McPherson, we had Carter and the Capitals with Meant to Last. Who else do we have in there? One song from, that's right. Luella.
Yeah, Kingston Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, Luella with Go-Go.
Go-Go.
Yeah.
Not too shabby. That's good playlist for New Year's. You got to start thinking about New Year's Eve.
yeah, and what we're going to do.
I don't know. It's tough.
What are you going to do?
I haven't decided yet. There's a lot going on.
What am I
going
to do?
Have you decided yet?
I haven't decided yet.
We got time. We got like 2 good weeks.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be something going on. But before then, we gotta think about other like holiday strategies. One thing we were talking about off air, turkeys.
Turkey. Now, I absolutely love turkey.
It's
I don't
the
know
best.
Why I don't eat it at other times.
Yeah.
And it just seems so like economical. Like if I could just make a turkey and then just parcel it up and just put it in my freezer. Like I'm thinking about it that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah
you freeze the flat bags and then you've got turkey sammies all year round.
All year.
I don't know. I've never, I always cook a turkey with family members. Like it's always a group project. I've never done it solo.
Solo.
Yeah.
You think that would be too much turkey for you?
Too
much turkey for you?
Maybe. But you need a good chest freezer, like you said.
Do you make stuffing to go along with it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a recipe?
For stuffing? No mushrooms. I'll add. Think about when I roast a turkey.
Mushrooms? That seems sacrilegious.
Some people put some mushrooms in their stuffing.
That's crazy. Maybe that's like raisins and potato salad.
That's grody. What are you doing?
That's insane. Ugh. Anyway, continue. Go ahead.
I like to incorporate citrus into my turkeys. I used to watch
citrus.
Jamie Oliver specials a lot.
Okay, and he would do things. That's you wash it first with the lemon?
Well, what you would do is before you put it in the oven, you would do a few things. One, I would thin slice lemons, oranges, clementines, a lot of citrus stuff, and put them under the skin. And that way when it roasts, it would go under the skin. And I would make a cranberry butter, mix that all together, maybe put in some lemon zest, and you could put that over and or under the skin.
Really?
Really layer it on there.
So do you get a citrus taste to it? Like a sour?
I don't even know if it's a taste or if it just looks good on the Instagram picture, but I think it's
so this is for the gram?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you pretend that it says, no, I mean, you put a little cranberry in the stuffing as well.
Okay.
And you get that sweetness to, because like turkey is such a neutral meat, you can really add a lot of flavors to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have a particular type of meat? Do you like the white meat? Do you like the dark meat?
I like the dark meat the best.
I like the dark meat.
Tastes better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More flavor.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That's where you get those wild turkeys because it's all stringy dark meat.
Yeah. Wild, eh? Yeah.
I've always wanted to try the stuffing, like not a turducken, which are great, but like where you debone an entire turkey. Like you take out the rib cage and you debone it except for the wings and the legs because that's just difficult. But you debone the center of it and then you you stuff it with like sausage meat and then you re-tie it together.
That sounds so good.
And then you just slice it down like a giant loaf.
I just love the idea. The turkey and sausage together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Maybe this year.
You should do it.
Oh, that might be an undertaking. I don't know if I've got the skill. Yeah.
Like, but what are you going to do? You're just going to get the sausage, right?
I'll put the sausage in the stuffing is what I'll do.
Okay,
and then put that in the bird to roast.
Oh, so you can put the stuffing while the turkey is cooking?
I like to do that. Yeah, it takes a little longer and you got to pay more attention to the temperature.
Right.
But
that sounds great though.
I think that's the best way to do it because then the turkey juices get into the stuffing and then the sausage juices get into the turkey.
Yeah, but then is that enough stuffing for everyone?
No, you got to make a backup.
You make a backup.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So
you do is you cook 4 turkeys fully stuffed. You throw 3 of them away.
Right. Yeah.
You've got enough stuffing. It's good times. It's good times.
Good times, Jeff, the movie nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, more on that a little bit later,
that
I guess.
That sounds good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like you got your turkey strategy like down pat.
It's a good strategy.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you have a turkey strategy?
I don't. I have like a watching, like.
Very blunt.
You know, yeah, watching. Okay, I'll watch, you know, I'll. Let me see what my job will be. Probably packing, unpacking the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You lend a hand. Yeah,
yeah, like, you know, we always say at the house, all hands on deck.
Right, of
you
course.
Know, and it's like, you got to clean. Yeah. Like, okay, I got to help load up people in the minivan.
Everyone does their part.
Yeah, like, I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'm like an assistant.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Everyone, you need
but I
that.
Might, like, I might be called on to make dessert for some. Like, I might, you know, yeah. Or maybe I'm chopping up all the, like, I'm, yeah.
You're shucking oysters, you're crusting brulees.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like the assistant, like, what do you want? What do you want?
You're like the sous chef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a team effort.
Yeah. Auntie Moan.
Yeah.
She's kind of like, yeah. Or the kids are crazy. Okay, Auntie Moon, let's do some craft with Auntie Moon.
Yeah. Send her this way. Yeah,
exactly.
I agree. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Nice, right on. Awesome. Well, it's 8:30. We're going to get back to the tunes, play some more 2024 tracks.
2024.
Oh, yeah.
And then
we'll get back and we'll talk about Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods,
speaking
baby.
Of turkey, yeah.
Yeah.
We got some good stuff coming down the pipeline at Old Farm. Call up the Old Farm Turkey Hotline.
Yes,
613-546-3276.
Get your bird.
Get your bird.
Yeah.
More on that later. But first, JJ Wild with Takes Me Back right here.
On CFRC 101.9.
Wondering if this is all it is and it's as good as it can get. Everybody on? Good.
Great. Grand. Wonderful. No yelling on the bus.
I knew it when I saw ya. You can do what you want when you wanna. I think you might be running from your karma. Type of girl to leave me at the altar. But I called ya. You're on another plane again. And I should've listened to my friends. You know the ropes inside my head. You like to push me to the limit. You can crash my car even when you deny it. You should have been a lawyer. Cause baby girl, you know I can't afford ya. You can take my money across the border. And I'll be sitting here just waiting for ya. Cause I want ya. You're on another plane again. And I should have listened to my friends. You know the ropes inside my head. You like to push me to the limit. You can crash my car.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Okay, start the film.
Wow.
Why? Why? Why didn't I break his legs?
Called Freezer. It's not very cold outside right now, though.
No, it's kind of mild.
It's pretty nice and
kicks. Not bad at all.
Temperature's supposed to drop for a couple days, though, so keep that in mind, I think, starting tonight.
Yeah, so have your leggings ready.
Yes.
To go under your jeans. Like, I never used to do that before. I used to do the whole thing with, like, snow pants and all this, and all I had to do was just...
It's a game changer.
It is.
Absolutely.
Just put some leggings under your jeans, provided your jeans have a little bit of stretch in them.
True, very true.
A little bit of stretch.
And I found that, like, I've got, I don't know about you, I've got the home jeans that are just, like, ripped up. Like, I would never wear them out, but, like, they're just, like, the knees are all ripped out.
Yeah.
Leggings underneath ripped up jeans, that's a good look.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah, you've got that kind of two fabric look, you know?
Exactly.
You kind of look into the design, right?
Exactly. It shows a sense of, like, preparedness.
Yes.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
No rips in our jeans today, though. We're on it. We're frosty. We're coming at you.
I never have rips in my jeans.
No, though. I know.
It just seems not right to
me. I know.
You know what I mean?
A little bit, yeah.
Are we too old? I just need the jeans to not look like they've been through it.
I don't mind ripped jeans as long as it happens naturally. I can't abide folks that buy pre-ripped jeans.
Pre-ripped jeans.
That makes no sense
to
me.
Or like that you've been attacked by Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like too much.
It's like you buy your new jeans.
Yeah.
Holeless, and then you wear them out because of life.
Yes.
That's a badge of honor.
Yeah. How do you feel about the rips in the thigh area?
Hey,
is that too much?
Nah, it depends. I mean, it's a very 90s thing.
Remember is it?
I
never had any...
Well, like, I remember, like, teenage babysitters, like, in the 90s. Like, they would have the ripped jeans, like, all over. But then if it was, you know, somewhere... they would put patches, like just different fabric, like sewed patches. That was a big thing. No one's doing that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd sew it from the inside, so you'd have this cool, like, I don't know, paisley or plaid, that kind of thing.
I don't know.
Kind of the same
I didn't
as the
do that.
Thing.
I had a uniform.
Oh. Oh. Sorry to hear that.
No individuality at all.
Somebody ring
the... It was taken ripped from my little bony baby hands.
Somebody ring the independent thought alarm. We just heard from Pony, their track Freezer. Nothing cold in here, though. We're hot. Hot to trot. Also in that set, we had a brand new track from Ringo Starr, of all people. Mr. Conductor himself with Gonna Need Someone. Who else did we have in there? We had Matthias TV.
That's how you pronounce it. Or Ivy?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's a funky name.
Yeah.
Track was called...
Break It, You Buy It.
Nice. Breaking Hearts, though. Yeah. That's a good one. We opened it up
Heartbreaker.
Yeah. Opened up with Gigi Wild and Take Me Back. Go pronounce it like Gigi Wild.
That was good. Like that one.
Yeah.
Little Poppy.
Little Poppy. Poppy Rocky. It was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Poppy... That's the name of the bait, one of the great bakers at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Oh, yeah. Come down and see what great things Poppy has baked up. We're having a sugar cookie party today.
And they look beautiful.
We brought in, holidays at Old Farm Fine Foods.
You guys do holidays. Like, you really do holidays.
It's insane. Yeah. I try all year round to keep my, like, my body form in check.
Yeah.
Keep my weight down. And then
what? Christmas time comes and then what? What happens?
I can't, you know, then the other jeans, then the ripped jeans come out.
The ripped jeans come in.
The ones that can accommodate all the great stuff that are on Old Farm.
Yeah, so that you're...
More pear-shaped.
Yeah, your shape has some room to grow.
Yeah. It's good. There's some good stuff. Lots of baked goods, lots of great cookies. You can get bags of cookies.
The bag of cookies are great. Yep. I talked about that last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they're oatmeal, cranberry, chocolate chip, coconut.
Yeah, that's one cookie.
That's in one cookie. All in one cookie for $12.95, I believe.
What is it? $12.50. We've got to count for the butter.
Yeah.
But there's also ginger molasses. Shortbread just came down. They did shortbread biscuits, which are amazing. They're mostly butter. Gingerbread is done. Sugar cookies with sprinkles. We got a little stars.
The sugar cookies are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's other good things, like the Old Farm nuts and bolts are amazing. Secret family
recipe. So the nuts
recipe.
And bolts, if, for someone who may not know they are.
It's like a party mix. You know, you got your shreddies, your pretzels, your peanuts, your cashews.
Okay.
And then you roast them in the oven.
I kind of feel like eating it out. Okay, so you roast it. And then
you have like a special butter spice mixture that I won't give away on the air.
Okay.
And it just elevates
it. It's a savory snack.
And it's a little salty. Can be a little spicy if you want to add a little more like cayenne into it or something.
Some cayenne?
Cayenne!
Yeah.
But it goes great with a couple pints of frosty local beer because Old Farm's selling beer and wine now.
That's right.
And a viewing of Die Hard. That's a winning combination.
Why do you... Are we talking about Die Hard? Oh, no. We'll wait.
We'll
talk about it. Yeah.
That's going to happen.
You have some feelings about it.
I have to go to the bathroom and splash water on my face before I do that.
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
We need to talk about turkeys, though.
Please come on down to Old Farm Fine Foods. Get yourself on the list. Call the turkey hotline.
It's filling up fast. They're really good. They come in on Thursday. Fresh, never frozen.
Fresh, never frozen.
They're local and they're free run, which means they're happy turkeys.
That's right.
Which is very important.
You're going to taste the happiness, right? The happiness is going to be...
We were talking last break about brining, and you don't need to brine these ones because they're already so... juicy and delicious.
Really?
You can,
but you don't have to,
right? You don't have to, yeah.
You don't have to.
You brine the cheap frozen ones to bring them back to life. These
ones
are already...
They're already... The life force is already in them.
Top notch!
Yeah.
I'm excited, though. And if you... Let's say you're having like a small gathering, maybe one, maybe two, you know, you're having a Christmas alone. Old Farm does a lot of turkey dinner entrees.
Yes.
Which are really good because you get a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You got your potatoes, your stuffing, your roasted vegetables like broccoli and cheddar.
Yeah, so you're gonna... It's more nutritious.
Yeah.
So the taste is gonna be better. So forget the Hungry Man microwave dinner thing.
Forget it.
Throw it away. Yeah. Put it behind you because that's in the past.
It's in the past.
Right, because your future and your present is right here at this Old Farm Fine Foods.
A new
with
you.
The turkey tray.
Yeah. They're so good.
Yes. Turkey tray of the champions.
It really is.
Turkey tray
of
champions, yeah.
There's also turkey pot pies. They've been pumping those out. Very delicious.
Yeah.
Tortillers. Well, not just French Canadians, but for anyone.
Anyone.
They're delicious.
Yeah, for anyone.
Old Farm's got gift baskets.
That's right.
Did I tell you? Did we talk about the bro baskets that we whipped up?
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about the bros.
They allowed me to.
They allowed you to do this. This is Jeff's.
My idea.
This is your brainchild.
My brain. Thank you.
Yes.
If you've got a bro in your family or a friend group that you need a gift basket for, the bro basket has the Old Farm nuts and bolts, the Old Farm hot sauce, a couple pints of beer, and a Blu-ray of a bro-y movie.
Ah.
I think there's one that's got Skyfall, James Bond flick.
Ooh.
It's a Blu-ray DVD combo.
Yeah, and so then one's you just got, need like, a Blu-ray DVD.
Yeah.
To watch it.
Totally.
Right.
Either way, though, like it's a good like night at home in a basket.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of stuff.
That's a good idea. I think that's good.
Lots of good stuff at Old Farm.
Always.
But get on the turkey list before they fill up. People are calling all the time. That turkey hotline is 613-546-3276. Or find us online or on Instagram. Or just come on down. Just come on down. And get some cheese. Get your favorite cheese before they all sell out.
Ooh.
Those Chateau de Bourgogne wheels. Yes. We bought a whole case of them. Like
that truffle cheese?
Yeah, we bought a whole case of them. And we were kind of thinking like, oh no, we're going to be sitting on this cheese forever. It's going. It's moving.
Really?
There might not be any left by the time I get into work today.
So you think people are doing their charcuterie business, date night thing,
I put together a nice charcuterie for my mother, actually. She had a holiday party with her buddies, about 10 of them. And so we gathered up a whole bunch of stuff from Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A lot of cheese. The unsung hero of the charcuterie board, honeycomb. We got local honeycomb for generations.
Okay, so how did you like place it on the, did you put it in a little container then on top?
Oh, you just sort of like, it comes in like a rectangle.
So you just sort of
chop it up and like you arrange it so it looks nice and then it kind of melts and drips over and you can like.
Oh, so you just allow it to drip onto
its
the board.
Thing. Yeah, and then you can like dip your bread into it or you can add it with some of the Old Farm Fine cranberry sauce, which is amazing.
Yeah.
You add it with some lat and some Chateau de Bourgogne cheese.
De Bourgogne.
I think that's what it's pronounced.
I looked it up on the internet to try and figure out how to say it. And I forget.
I think they came like up with the pronunciation like, when your mouth is full of cheese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's probably completely different.
That's probably what the problem was. Yeah. I just needed more cheese.
That's what we need is more cheese.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get back to the tune so that Simone and I can go eat some Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. It's so good.
So delicious.
So good.
If you're downtown Kingston this weekend doing your last minute Christmas shopping, go down to Old Farm Fine Foods at Clergy and Berry Street. And see what they've got.
They've got all kinds of stuff. So check them out.
Great.
You'll always find something special.
Aw, yeah. And something special is the music. We're going to keep things moving and grooving. It's our 2024 wrap-up playlist. So we're going to do a double shot of Saturday Night Live performances because I'm a big fan. And I didn't know what a Chapel Roan was before this year. Mm. Now I'm a fan.
Now you know.
She's got me.
Whatever. Here we go.
Yeah, so this is Pink Pony Club live on SNL a few weeks ago. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Shall we?
We shall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chapel Roan.
Me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. Yes, Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees a baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
Keep on dancing down the West Hollywood. How many keep
Are you from Tennessee? Oh, Santa Monica, you've been too good to me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. I've left you all behind. Still love you in Tennessee. You're always on my mind. And mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern draw a thousand miles away. Sing it!
Bishop Nehru, shout out to CFRC and the campus and community radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Stapleton.
Shut up.